Good morning. My guests this morning are Barry Martin and Taylor Bartolucci from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So, Funny Girl coming to the Sixth Street Playhouse, and you, Taylor, are indeed the funny girl.
I try to be.
Fanny Bryce herself. Well, you have the right look. You really do.
Oh, I look funny? Well, thank you.
Well, you have a lively, open face.
Oh, well, thank you. I think that's what the
Fanny Bryce character needs. Barry, have you directed this show before?
Actually, yes. We first produced Funny Girl in the spring of 2013 in Napa.
What draws you to it as a vehicle to direct?
I am a big fan of musical theater, but more than anything, I am a fan of great stories. And musicals that have a really good book, a really good story, are the kind that I want to be involved with. And for my money, Funny Girl, Gypsy, those are two of the great book musicals because they tell the stories of real people. And they have a lot of heart in them. There's a dramatic storyline in addition to all the comedy. And that's what draws me to this particular story.
Taylor, what about you? What have you done in the past that has led you to this stellar part?
Well, I think I was like every other musical theater child in America, belting out Don't Rain on My Parade and People and I'm the Greatest Star as a little kid. So Fanny Bryce was really ultimately the dream role for me, the dream role that I never thought I would have the chance to play. And I was able to play her last May, and so I'm reprising my role. And oh my gosh, I pinch myself every day. She really is. Fanny, as a person, was incredible. And so having the opportunity to portray her on stage in a show where I think I am off stage, I counted for 6 minutes. I'm on stage the rest of the show. It's intense, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well, I suspect that there are not a whole lot of people who have done that role in two separate productions.
No, I'm a lucky one. That's
what sort of things have you done other than that?
What other roles?
Yeah.
Well, locally here, I've done quite a bit. I last fall played the Lady of the Lake in Spamalot at Sixth Street Playhouse. I was Victor in Victor Victoria, Christine in Dirty Ron Scoundrels. I've also played, Barry mentioned Gypsy, I've played Mama Rose 3 times in my life.
Wow.
I put on a lot of makeup and act a little bit older. I drop
right.
my voice down.
There you go.
But she was definitely training to help me get in Fanny ready with 14 songs. And like I said, only being off stage for 6 minutes. It's a heavy haul.
Barry, how big a cast is this particular production?
We have 19 people in the cast and a full orchestra of 10 under the direction of Richard Riccardi. Mm-hmm. Richard and Sandy Riccardi are our musical directors.
Right. I've interviewed them a number of times.
They're amazing.
Fantastic people. Full cast, and there's some doubling in there, but it's a lot of folks, and very lucky to have tremendous amount of talent. Anthony Martinez reprising his role as Eddie, which is sort of, if you're only familiar with the film, the role of Eddie was lost in the film. He's very important in the stage play. James Sasser is back as Nicky Arnstein. He's terrific in that role. We have managed to fill every opening that we had from the original cast with just fantastic talent. So we're very excited about that.
Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about this. It's obviously going to be one of the stellar events of Sonoma County's theatrical season, the fall season. It's one of the first shows of the fall season, really.
Yes, this is the opener at Sixth Street, and starting August 22nd for 4 weekends. So
right.
I would recommend getting tickets early. It's going to sell well.
So. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And remember, it is the one and only Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl. As played by Taylor Bartolucci. It's August 22nd through September 14th. And for information, call 523-4185 online at sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.